ओम ज्ञानच निबंधस्य ज्ञानम जन शलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेक्षन्ति ते ज्ञानम ज्ञानिनस्तत्वदर्शिनः। This means, try to understand the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Approach him submissively, with inquiries and service. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. This word, upadekshanti, literally means they will initiate. Although Prabhupada chose not to put that in his translation, but the literal, in the word for word purport, you'll find they will initiate. So despite some strange theories we're hearing recently, the process of taking up Krishna Bhakti Sadhana is one of being initiated into that by a spiritual master. Adav Guru Vashaya Krishna Dikshanu Shikshanam. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami, when describing the 64 processes of devotion, he says, first of all, one should take shelter of a guru, one should take initiation from him and instruction from him. Vishrambhena Guru Seva, one should serve him with great awe and reverence. This system is set up by Krishna himself. Krishna says, we'll find in the Bhagavatam, it's described how Krishna himself accepted a guru. It's well known that Sandipani Muni is the guru of Krishna. Who can be the guru of Krishna? Krishnam Vande Jagat Guru. Krishna is the guru of everybody. But guru means, acharya means through his acharan, he teaches. So Krishna, just to by his own behavior, he showed what is the proper thing to do, even though he is Vedaishya Sarve Rahameva Vedyaho. He is the object of all Vedic knowledge himself. He himself approached a guru superficially to accept that knowledge, just to show that we have to approach a guru to take that knowledge. So everyone has to do this. Everyone has to approach a guru. In Vedic culture, a person is considered only an uncivilized person, like the Chandalas, who are outside. They're called Antyaja. They're born outside the Vedic culture. Only they would not accept a guru. These children should be sat down. No playing here. Temple is not meant for playing. Only a person who does not have a spiritual master is considered to be uncivilized. Everyone has to accept a spiritual master for proper guidance in life. And how to be accepted, that Krishna also states in Bhagavatam. Acharyam mang vijaniyan navamanyeta karhichit namarcha buddhya suyeta sarvadeva mayo guru. He says that one should consider the acharya as good as myself. Why is that? The acharya is not Krishna. Krishna is Yatova Imani Bhutani Jayante. He is the supreme absolute truth. Janmadyasa Yataha. He is that from which everything emanates. Yena Jatani Jivanti. He is that by which everything is maintained. Yat Prayat Kapisang Vishanti. He is that into which everything ultimately enters. Krishna is the absolute truth. The Guru is not the absolute truth. The guru who says, I am the absolute truth, he is not a guru. He's a rascal. He's a dog. He should be kicked in the face. The guru represents himself as the representative of the absolute truth, Krishna. And Krishna says that such an acharya should be respected as good as myself. Srila Prabhupada gave the example, just like during the time of the British Raj, the Viceroy of India was the representative of the king in England. So he was respected as good as the king. Not that he is as good as the king, but because he is acting as the representative. So any gift or any respect that's offered to him, that was the rule, any gift that's offered to him, he has to transfer that to the king. So in the same way, Guru, you'll see, he accepts respect, but not on his own behalf. He offers that to Krishna. Acharyang mang vijaniyan navamanyeta karhichit. The acharya should not be disrespected in any way. Namartya buddhya suyeta. One should not think of the acharya as an ordinary person, even though you see, just like you and me, he eats, he sleeps, he goes to the toilet and so many things. But he should not be considered an ordinary person because Sarvadeva Maya Guru, he is the representative of all the demigods. What does that mean? That all the demigods, why are they demigods? Vishnu Bhakta Bhaved Daiva. One is considered godly because he's a devotee of Vishnu or Krishna. So all the demigods, what are they doing? Yam Brahma, Varunendra, Rudra, Marutestam, Vanti, Divyai, Stavai. All the demigods worship Krishna. And the Acharya, who's actually an Acharya, he teaches to worship Krishna. What does Krishna say in Gita? Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji mang namaskaru mame vaishasi satyante putijane priyosime. Think of me, worship me, offer your obeisances to me, become my devotee, and this way you'll come to me. So who's the actual Acharya? He does not teach manmana bhavamad bhakto. He doesn't say, think of me. He says, think of Krishna. Of course, the disciple should meditate on the guru also as the representative of Krishna. But the guru teaches the disciple to worship Krishna. Therefore, he's teaching what Krishna comes to teach. Krishna comes to teach Bhagavad Gita. The acharya comes to teach that. Therefore, Krishna considers him to be as good as Krishna in the sense, not in the sense that he's the creator, maintainer, and destroyer of all the worlds, that he's the shelter of all living beings, but because he gives the same knowledge as Krishna. If you hear Bhagavad Gita from a bona fide acharya, that is as good as Arjuna hearing from Krishna, because you can get the same result. Therefore, one should surrender to Guru, follow his instructions. By the mercy of the Guru, one can get the mercy of Krishna. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado yasya prasadanagati katopi. If one gets the mercy of the spiritual master, he can get the mercy of Krishna. If he doesn't get the mercy of the spiritual master, then nagati, he does not have any standing or any hope in spiritual life. Nagati katopi api, even though one may be austere, learned, capable, he may do so many things, he may perform so many yajnas, he may chant the holy names, he may do so many things, but if he displeases the spiritual master, there is no hope of his advancement in spiritual life. All these spiritual masters in our ISKCON society, they are faithful servants of Srila Prabhupada, who is the great acharya of this age. Spiritual master in ISKCON means he follows what Srila Prabhupada has taught, and he teaches his disciples to do the same thing. In this way, even though we may not be as qualified as many gurus in the past who are very exceptionally learned in Shastra, exceptionally austere, and so many great qualities, but because we simply follow in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, who is an ocean of mercy, and he has ordered all his disciples that you should all yourself accept disciples. So on his order, we are doing this, and we are confident that by his grace, by Srila Prabhupada's grace, by the grace of all the previous acharyas who we represent, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Karuna Avatar, the incarnation of great kindness upon the fallen souls of Kali Yuga, that by following in the footsteps of the present gurus in ISKCON, who are following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, who is following in the footsteps of his guru, who follows in the footsteps of his guru, like this the chain goes to Krishna. So we are confident that by accepting initiation in this process and faithfully following your vows, you can achieve the real purpose of life, which is to see Krishna face to face and achieve his association in the spiritual world, to achieve pure devotional service. So, to do that, you should follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Among all the instructions of the spiritual master, the most important is one that you vow to follow which is to chant at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra every day. But that chanting, that should also be chanted offenselessly. At least the attempt should be there to be offenseless. If we chant offenselessly, then we can very quickly attain love of Krishna. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked about what are the important processes of sadhana bhakti, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, sadhana madhya shreshta navavidha bhakti, Krishna prem Krishna dite dhare mahashakti. He said that among all the processes, there are different things like going to holy places and giving in charity and so many things. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, of all the processes of sadhana, the 9 processes, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Arjanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam, these 9 are very important because they have great potency to bestow upon us Krishna prema and to give us Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further qualified, Paramadhe, Sarvasreshta, Nama Shankirtan, Niraparade, Nama Loyale, Pai Premadhan. He said, among them all, the very best is Nam Sankirtan, chanting of the holy names of Krishna, because if one chants these names without offenses, he can attain the highest goal of pure, ecstatic love for Krishna. So we should understand what the offenses are so as not to make offenses. Most probably we all know what the offenses are. Nevertheless, we shall repeat them. The first offense against the chanting of the holy names is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. Not actually in ISKCON, but around the edges of ISKCON, we find at the present time there is some kind of virus or disease that people like to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives in service to Krishna. This is very serious offense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has called this the mad elephant offense. If you blaspheme devotees who have dedicated their lives for the service of Krishna, how dear are such devotees to Krishna? Only a mad person who wants to spoil his spiritual life will agree to do such an insane thing. Don't blaspheme devotees. Better don't even if you see fault, if you have something constructive to improve the situation, say something. Otherwise, we should always be very respectful to devotees who are actually following Srila Prabhupada. Not only following Srila, there are so many devotees, different sampradayas. We should respect them all. The second offense is to consider the names of demigods equal to or independent of that of Lord Vishnu. Or to think that if I chant Lalita Sahasranam, that's the same as Vishnu Sahasranam. If we chant the names of Durga, that's the same as Vishnu. No. Because all the devas and devis, they're all servants of Krishna. Ekali Ishvara Krishna, Arshabhritta. Jare joiche nache tare toiche kare nritta. Only Krishna is the Supreme Lord. All others, including all the great demigods, they're his servants. According to the way Krishna directs, they are dancing. They all act according to his order. So we shouldn't think the demigods are the same as Krishna. This is a common mistake in Hinduism. Mostly all Hindus think that all the gods are the same. No! Krishna is supreme. We are preaching all over the world, Krishna is supreme. Not Brahma. Not Shiva. Not Murugan. Krishna is supreme. We respect the demigods. They are all devotees of Krishna. But we don't think they are the same as Krishna. If you think so, that is an offense against the holy names. The third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. If you accept a spiritual master, that means you have to follow his orders. If you don't want to follow his orders, don't accept a spiritual master. Don't make a show. Prabhupada used to say, don't keep a guru like you keep a pet dog. As a fashion. Now in India it's a fashion. People like to keep pet dogs. So don't think, well, everyone has a guru, I should also have a guru. You have to surrender. Follow the instructions. Number four offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literatures or literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version. This is another common Hindu pastime. Educated Hindus, we don't believe in the Vedas. They are made by man. Anyone who says like this is called a Pashandi or a rogue, a rascal. Don't listen to such people. We accept that the Shastra that is coming from Narayana, that you have to accept on faith, not blind faith. All the Acharyas accept Shastra. The Shastra vidhi mutracha vartate kama karata nasa siddhilavavnoti nasukam na param gatim. If you don't follow Shastra, if you simply act according to your own whims, you can attain neither happiness, nor perfection, nor the ultimate destination. So you have to have faith in Shastra, and you have to have faith in the Guru who is explaining the Shastra. Number five offense is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna imagination. Krishna mantra hoite habe shangshamo chan, Krishna nam hoite pabe Krishna charan. A Krishna nam kare shava papa koi. And Shastra said that by once chanting the name of Krishna, you can get free from all sinful reactions. You get mukti very easily, and you can attain to Krishna. You can go back to Godhead and get love of everything. Sarva siddhi hoy. Everything comes from chanting Hare Krishna. If you think that these statements in Shastra are simply an imagination, then you are an offender and you will never get the result of chanting Hare Krishna. Similarly, if one puts a mundane interpretation on the holy name, just like some rascal who's now dead and in hell, here from South India, he used to say Krishna means black, black means unknown, so you can't know Krishna. All nonsense interpretation. Sometimes say Krishna, sometimes people say Krishna means black, so he was some tribal. That rascals. Such people, we have the correct formula for such people, kick them in the face with boots. That's all. Don't put any rascal interpretation on the holy name. Then, to chant the holy name thinking, I will get free from all sinful reactions. Very good. So let me do sinful activities. Afterwards I will chant. Anyone who thinks like this has got such a perverted mentality that he cannot even be purified by Yamayatana. Even if you go to hell and suffer, you won't be purified. Such a rascal mentality. It's something like thinking, let me pass stool and I will call Krishna to clean it up. I will sin, then I will chant Hare Krishna. Then I will get free from my sinful reaction. Anyone who thinks like this is not a devotee at all. Number eight is to consider that ritualistic activities mentioned in the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas, such as giving charity to visiting holy places, all these things which are mentioned in the Karma Kanda section for elevation to the heavenly planets, if we think that performing such rituals and chanting Hare Krishna is the same, no. Chanting Hare Krishna is on the transcendental platform which takes us out of this material world back to Godhead. It's not a mundane, it's not just like some people think, we'll chant Vishnu Sahasranam, we will get mundane punya. No. Don't chant the holy names thinking that it's for mundane punya. We're chanting the holy names of Krishna to go back home, back to Godhead, to attain our love for Krishna. Number nine offense is to preach the glories of the holy name to faithless people. If you tell them the glories of the holy name, they will simply mock. And in this way, they will become more offensive. So that also should not be done. We should not preach the glories of the holy name to faithless people. Number ten is that even after hearing so many instructions on the superlative glories of the holy name who is non-different from Krishna, we still maintain a bodily concept of light. We deliberately remain in the bodily concept of life. We don't strive to get free from bodily designations. So when we take diksha, that means it's not just a formula, but we are taking the sankalpam, the firm vow, to dedicate our lives fully to Krishna and do whatever is necessary to attain pure devotional service, which begins with giving up the mundane bodily concept of life. It's also offensive to chant inattentively. All devotees have to carefully chant, make the endeavor to chant very carefully. Then only you'll get the proper result of chanting. Chanting means to chant attentively. Chanting like a machine, that is useless. So you have to strive to overcome that tendency. All right, now I'm going to take the vows from the initiation candidates and give the names and beads. And then after that we'll perform the yajna. Where's our yajnik? He will do? All right. Do one thing. You see, I left some beads there. So, Hari, please tell me what are the four regulated principles that you promised to follow throughout your life? Minimum, how many rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra are you going to chant every day of your life? And do you surrender your life to Krishna within Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON? Alright, so your name is Chitta Haridas. Hare Krishna. Hari means a thief, so he's stealing your mind. Steals the minds of all the devotees. Chitta Hari. Very nice name. Again, offer a vision to Vivekananda. Actually, even this name, Vivekananda, is not a bad name. Only the person who's famous for having it, the only problem is he didn't have any proper Vivek. His Vivek was completely wrong. Otherwise, if you have the right Vivek, proper Vivek means to see Krishna is supreme and I am his servant. But he had all the wrong idea. Alright, tell me, what are the four regulated principles you promised to follow throughout your life? Minimum how many rounds of the Maha Mantra? And do you promise to surrender your life to Krishna within Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON? Your name is Prahlada Nandadas. Prahlad means pleasure. So, he himself gives pleasure to Nrisimhadev. Or his pleasure is Nrisimhadev. Either way you can take it. So Prahlada Nandadas was attached to worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev. On the day of Nrisimha Chaturdashi, he is now known as Prahlada Nandadas. So offer obeisances all round. Then your grandmother, you have to translate. So you ask her, what are the four regulated principles? Just tell me if she gets it right, that's all. Say in Telugu. I got it. I'm a minimum 16. She's already counting more. Okay. How many? Okay, that's good. Then she has to promise to dedicate her life to Krishna within Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. Alright. So your name will be Savatan Adhita Vividasi. It's a long name, but it's a very beautiful one. This is the name of Radharani, you can translate. Means that Sama Prana Adhita means, Sama means Krishna. And this means that Radharani is more dear to Krishna than his own daily life.